If someone was going ahead and he was chopping up wood and he was doing it in his Rishus HaYachid, in his own chotzer, his own yard, and it was hizik, he damaged by the wood chip or the blade of the axe flies off the handle and it damages in Rishus HaRabim. Or, for example, Rishus HaRabim, the hizik, Rishus HaYachid. Or if he was chopping up wood in Rishus HaRabim, and then the same exact thing happened and it flies into the wood chip or the blade of the axe flies into Rishus HaYachid, meaning it flies into the other Rishus, either from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid, the hizik, Rishus HaYachid, Acher. Or if he was in Reuven's Rishus HaYachid and it flew into, let's say, Shimon's Rishus HaYachid, Chayev, in all of these cases, the one who was chopping is going to be chayiv to pay for the nezek, even though the nezek was not done, and this is the chiddush of kocho kegufo, even though the damage was not done by the actual body or that which is attached to the body, like even damage with the hand or with the axe itself in his hand, but it flew off and it is no longer connected to his body, and it's basically damaging because of his kocho. So this is the principle called kocho kegufo. Unlike by an animal, as we saw in the last parak, when an animal's koach goes ahead and damages, that is what is known as tsuroros. That is what is known as a scenario where the Torah, Malach Moshe Mitzrayim, maintains that the koach of an animal, when an animal is walking and pebbles shoot out from its feet and it damages, so there, and even in a case where the animal is liable for the damage, the Baal HaShor is only chayev chatzi nezek. That is called tsuroros. But when dealing with a person, there is the idea that the kocho is kegufo. What that exactly means, and is it mamish kegufo? Is it just that has the halachic status of gufo? That's obviously a big sugya, but the bottom line is, when a person's koach damages, he is chayiv nezik shalem equally to as if he damaged with his body. So Adam Hamazik, nezikin of Adam Hamazik, doesn't mamish have to be the Adam's guf itself, it could be his koach as well.